Many states are desperate for healthcare workers as the pandemic drags on. New York has started training members of the National Guard to become emergency medical technicians, and after training, the plan is to deploy them to nursing homes. Desiree DeOrio reports from Long Island.
Army Specialist Robert Coleman has served in the New York National Guard for 4 years. Just a few weeks ago, he was working at his civilian job as a mail carrier for the U.S. Postal Service. Now he's one of 80 soldiers in a pilot program that will train him to become a certified EMT so he can care for nursing home residents. For Coleman, this is just his latest pandemic relief mission on a list that keeps growing longer.
Start of COVID, we were all over the state delivering PPE, masks, everything. Then last year, we were doing the vaccination. Now this year, we're getting trained on how to be EMTs in the field. It's a lot. We've done everything you can think of.
10 hours a day, 5 days a week, the troops practice how to perform CPR, take blood pressure readings, and identify patients who may be in shock. They also study anatomy and physiology.
It's intense. A lot of information. It's someone's life that's in your hands.
The EMT training pilot program is the latest example of unusual assignments for a National Guard that typically deploys overseas or responds to hurricanes and floods. But as the pandemic continues to strain the nation's healthcare workforce, the National Guard has increasingly been called on to bridge the gaps. Major Michael O'Hagan is a public affairs officer for the New York National Guard. He says the EMT program is untraditional, but not surprising, as the third year of the pandemic continues to tax the healthcare system.
That's just been a continuation from the very first calling to now, how it's evolved into multiple different mission sets that are not traditional to what we would usually do.
O'Hagan says EMT-certified Guard members improve readiness and create a more adaptable force.
Having the amount of service members underneath the New York National Guard umbrella that are going to come away as EMT-certified after this certainly is of a huge benefit for us, you know, to be able to have personnel that are that much more medically qualified, whether to cover down on missions stateside and natural disaster and on the civil support type of mission or downrange overseas.
And the expanded skill set can help troops to further their civilian careers. That's part of the reason why Army Specialist Coleman volunteered.
It would be good on resume, first and foremost.
Andy Bershad is running the rapid 4-week program at the Farmingdale Armed Forces Reserve Center on Long Island. He runs similar programs for the NYPD. It's Bershad's job to train the troops to pass the state exam for EMT certification. He says they're model students.
We did a question and answer this morning, and I was even taken back and impressed by how much of the information they returned. A lot of time it's letting the student realize, look at what you did.
Other states are also turning to their National Guard to help with worker shortages, like substitute teachers in New Mexico and bus drivers in Massachusetts. Minnesota and Wisconsin are training their guards as certified nurse assistants. In New York, as soon as the soldiers pass their EMT certification exams, they'll be quickly deployed to nursing homes that need staff. For Here and Now, I'm Desiree DeOrio.